Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
White Sox fans, this is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. Happy National Egg Roll Day. I'm Bennett Carroll. In the second game of a three-game series, the White Sox fell 6-2 to the Toronto Blue Jays. The Sox started off the scoring, but it had some oddness to it as well. Jake Lamb hit a little tapper but got on base thanks to a dropped ball from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A passed ball got him to second, which set up a single from Yoan Moncada to drive in Lamb and put the Sox up 1-0. But then there was a stoppage for an injury timeout. For whom, you say? Jose Abreu. As Lamb was running the bases and took what appeared to be a turn for home, Abreu tried to line up to help direct him, which put him right in line with Yoan Moncada's bat, which the home plate umpire was tossing out of the way in case there was a play at the plate. The bat hit Abreu in the legs, but thankfully he was okay and was able to play on. And that wouldn't be the most that umpire would hurt the Sox in the game. Anyways, the lead didn't last long as Randall Grichuk blasted a homer off Lance Lynn to left field, tying the game at 1 in the top of the second. And so it came to the bottom of the fourth. Yasmani Grandal naturally drew a walk with one out. An Adam Eaton ground out moved him to second. Andrew Vaughn stepped up and singled to left field, which allowed old 1 overall speed in MLB The Show, Yasmani Grandal, to come chugging home. The play at the plate was close, and Grandal was called out on a close play. But the Sox challenged, and the replay sure looked like Jays catcher Reese McGuire missed the tag. The call went to the replay room, and it was upheld. Out was the call. Jason Benetti went off on the umpires, a nice rant that's worth looking up if you haven't heard it. But to quote the great Rasheed Wallace, ball don't lie. The very next inning, the very next batter no less, Leury Garcia takes a walk on a full count, and a Nick Madrigal double drove him in to put the Sox back up 2-1. Later in the game, Madrigal came up with the bases empty and two outs. It was the seventh inning, and he grounded the ball to third baseman Joe Panic. The play was going to be close. Nick Madrigal reached for the base, and he came up lame. He was removed from the game, and as of the time of recording, the team is calling it right hamstring soreness and say he will be evaluated further today. Unfortunately for the rest of the team, this is where the wheels fell off, too. Aaron Bummer started the eighth, replacing Lance Lynn, who had another great start, going seven innings, giving up four hits, one run, no walks, and nine strikeouts. The offseason acquisitions ERA currently sits at 1.23. After a pop-out, Riley Adams reached on a drop third strike. Old friend Marcus Semien followed that with a single, as did Bo Bichette, which loaded the bases for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Vladito drew a five-pitch walk, and that was the night for Bummer. In came Cody Hoyer, who on a 3-0 count to Teoscar Hernandez got his double play ball on a grounder to Danny Mendick, who flipped it to Tim Anderson, who fired it just a bit high, getting just the one out and allowing both Semien and Bichette to score. It didn't turn into anything, but do check out Tim Anderson's daring steal of third in the bottom of the eighth off Romano. He stole second as well, but that steal of third was incredible. And then the ninth. Matt Foster came in for his first appearance since May the 27th. He gave up a double to Joe Panic to start. Then after a strikeout, Rowdy Tellez singled in a run. Riley Adams took a walk to put runners on first and second, and Foster, much like Hoyer, got his double play ball, a grounder for Marcus Semien. This one to Tim Anderson, who flipped it to Danny Mendick, who fired it just a bit high again. Tellez would score on the play, and the Sox got out of the inning on a flyout the next batter. Bottom of the ninth, Sox down 6-2. Yasmani Grandal naturally drew a walk, but pop out, ground out, ground out, and the game was over. 6-2 final, and the Sox fall to 37-24. Some notes from the box score. The Sox managed only four total hits, a double for Tim Anderson and Nick Madrigal, and a single for Yoan Moncada and Andrew Vaughn. Aaron Bummer took the loss, dropping his record to 0-4 and raising his ERA on the year to 4.3.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In the minors, the Knights lost 10-5 to the Durham Bulls. Tim Beckham homered off Brent Honeywell Jr. and Jake Berger doubled. On the pitching side, a rough day for Ronaldo Lopez. In four innings, he gave up six hits, allowing seven runs, all of which were earned, while walking four and striking out three. That brings Lopez's ERA in AAA to an even 9. The Barons dropped their matchup 4-2 to the Montgomery Biscuits. Birmingham managed only three hits on the day as Shane Baz threw five no-hit innings for the win. Craig Dietilo drove in both Barons runs with a late home run. Connor Pilkington got the loss as the starter, throwing 4 2/3 innings, giving up one hit but allowing two earned runs while walking a pair and striking out seven. The 2018 third-round pick currently has an ERA of 2.60. Also of note, Bennett Souza threw two perfect innings of relief, striking out three. The Dash took a 6-4 win against the Greenville Drive. They spread the offense around with a double from Luis Curbelo, Tyler Osik, and Johan Cruz. Taylor Varnell had a great start, throwing five innings of two-hit ball, walking a pair, but striking out three. The Cannonballers walked away with a 5-1 win over the Carolina Mudcats. Chase Krogman went 4-for-4 with a double to bring his average on the year to .344. DJ Gladney added a double as well. Angel Acevedo got the start, and in three innings, gave up three hits and allowed one earned run while walking and striking out three. Yoelvin Sylvan got the win, throwing 3 2/3 innings of scoreless relief as he surrendered four hits, walked one, and struck out five. Today, the White Sox will look to take 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays as they face off at 7:10 p.m. Central Time. It'll be a duel between Dallas Keuchel and Hyunjin Ryu. Tonight, you can catch Sox Machine live. That will do it for the White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. Enjoy your Thursday, and go White Sox! We'll be right back.